my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Attention, not-for-profit groups. Are you looking for a unique way to raise money? Stride Pro Wrestling fundraisers are always a hit. Since 2016, we've helped sports teams, schools, and civic groups raise thousands of dollars. Once COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, we'll be ready to rumble for you. Contact us through the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page to discuss the options.
Hey friends, Kevin Huntsberger here with the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, and this is episode 331. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this week's show. It's another Confessions of an Indie Ring Announcer, and I'm taking this one back way old school. And we'll get into the conversation, and I say conversation, it's me talking to myself here. So I'll get into the storytelling of that particular show, which goes back to April of 2005, so 16 years ago, coming up very soon, that I'll be reminiscing and reflecting on. We'll get to that in a few minutes. I do want to remind you folks, though, if you live in Southern Illinois or, you know, Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky, in the area of sorts, I encourage you to check out Stride Pro Wrestling. The next show is coming up on April 3rd. It is the Saturday before Easter, and it is called Rising Up. Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion Riser will defend against Daniel Eads, and it's going to be a great show. So if you are able to attend in person, great. If not, I encourage you to check it out once we put the show up on YouTube. And speaking of which, Strideversary is now on YouTube as well. So look for Stride Pro Wrestling on YouTube. Go to strideprowrestling.com. That'll take you to our Facebook page, and then you can automatically head on over to our YouTube page as well. And check us out on other forms of social media, including Instagram and Twitter. Of course, you can do all that with My 1-2-3 Cents as well. And shopping at the My 1-2-3 Cents store at prowrestlingtees.com/My1-2-3 Cents. I'm having some trouble getting my latest design approved, but working on some things there. When you buy a shirt, the proceeds go to Stride Pro Wrestling. So again, head on over. It is prowrestlingtees.com/My1-2-3 Cents. And I appreciate all of the support there, as I know the men and women of Stride Pro Wrestling appreciate all of that as well. So again, working on something new for that store, hopefully in the next few months, we'll see some new designs popping up and some more events coming up as well for Stride Pro Wrestling. It's getting exciting, and Tyler and I will talk more about that on the next Two is Greater Than One episode. So be sure to also check out the Facebook group for My 1-2-3 Cents, and you can vote on polls or just start general discussions. We can talk and have topics going on. It's fun over there, as well as the regular My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page. But I wanted to, before we really got into social media, before social media was really a thing, I think this was even pre-MySpace. You know, Chad Smart, my buddy who does Movie Mania with me, he's part of the Positive Cynicism, or he's the founder and creator of the Positive Cynicism podcasting network, the PCPN. You know, he and I've told the story before, we've told the story before, our friendship extends back to early 2004 when we met at WSIL. He was directing the morning show, and I was at that point when I first started just reporting and kind of filling in from time to time on the morning show, and eventually I became the morning co-anchor later that year in 2004. And part of what we were doing on the show, or what I wanted to start doing on the show, back then it was just an hour long, but you know, the morning news was kind of boring, quite frankly. And I thought maybe if we injected some guests to come in and talk about events going on in the area, we could kind of, you know, it would be something new and unique to the morning show that wasn't being seen on other newscasts, because a lot of times it was just a replay of what had happened the night before with some updates. So getting guests on the show was a way to liven things up, and you know, we didn't have a lot of resources in terms of live reporters out in the field or anything like that. So we would bring the guest to us, and so we would have, you know, various events going on in the communities around here in Southern Illinois, and people would come in and talk about them, and you know, they'd get 2 or 3 minutes to plug their stuff, so to speak. So I remember Chad and I were talking one day in the newsroom after the morning show was over, and he had been looking, because to this day he still looks at a lot of the boards, the chat groups and whatnot, and I'm probably not using the right vernacular or terminology. I don't look at those. He'll send me something and I'll look at that, but usually I don't go on and actively seek these things out. So anyway, he was telling me more about this company called IWA Mid-South. And it was run by Ian Rotten, who I knew from his days in ECW. I remember seeing the pictures in the After Mags, and very specifically a very bloody, gory depiction of he and Axel Rotten wrestling in ECW. So I knew who Ian was. And Chad was telling me, you know, that they ran mostly out of Indiana, and they had done some shows in Illinois. And he wondered, you know, hey, if I reach out, can we get these guys to come to the show? And by I'm talking about Chad. And so Chad made some calls and got a hold of Ian. And he can fill us in on the details at another point of how he got tracked down Ian's number and whatnot. Because again, this was before Facebook and before Twitter and Instagram. So you couldn't just, you know, nowadays you can communicate with just about anybody involved in the world of professional wrestling, or any other celebrity for that matter, with access to Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, those who are willing to play the game, so to speak, will do it with you. So Chad had set up a meeting of sorts with Ian, and we've decided on the Heron Civic Center, which is not necessarily the most conducive place for a wrestling show, because it's a stage. That's where they set the ring up. They set the ring up on the stage, and then the fans sat in the crowd as if it were like a movie theater. And it was an interesting setup, to say the very least, but it worked. They came back and did 3 shows total at the Heron Civic Center. And I know that the Heron Civic Center has hosted some other wrestling events since then. So, but I think this may have been the first, or one of the very first times, wrestling had been to the Heron Civic Center. So part of the whole setup of getting things rolling with this and kind of organizing this event was Ian Rotten came into town prior to the show to kind of scout it out and see what it was going to be like and what he could do at the Civic Center. And he brought along with him Mickey Knuckles, who is still wrestling to this day. I know she's done a spot very recently here in Southern Illinois with Anna Fight Underground. So, and I know she went on to have some matches in the Impact Wrestling / TNA era of wrestling. And I believe she wrestled as Moose Knuckles at that point, but you know, she was Mickey Knuckles here. And it was a very surreal moment, because we ended up meeting them at Applebee's, Chad and I did, and we're sitting there eating dinner, and, you know, they're eating riblets, and I had almost an out-of-body experience as I'm looking at myself watching this going on, and it was so bizarre, and I can't really explain why. I guess because I had seen, this was probably one of the very first times I'd had this kind of interaction with a professional wrestler, somebody that I had seen on the national stage in ECW. And now I'm, you know, eating dinner with him and talking about promoting a wrestling show with him. So it was very, very surreal. And so, you know, he had told us that he was going to get Billy Gunn and Tracy Smothers to come in and be kind of the attractions, if you will. And in this area of Southern Illinois, I think Southern Illinois is very high on getting guys who have had that previous WWE experience or WCW experience versus a lot of the indie, and I hate using the term, but like the indie darlings, if you will. And, you know, it's not a knock on anyone, but that is what a lot of the roster on IWA Mid-South was. It was a lot of indie guys who have gone on to accomplish and do many great things. But this area, I personally don't think knows a lot, or at least back then didn't know a whole lot about the Matt Sydals of the world, or Eric Cannon, or Silas Young, of all people. And if you've heard other podcasts, you know there's a backstory with me and Silas. I'll save that for another day, too. But, you know, it was interesting that, you know, he's Billy Gunn. I think he had just gotten released by WWE. I mean, he hadn't been gone very long at all. And this was before he went back and won the tag team titles with Road Dogg again. This was, again, 2005. I think he had gotten released. This may have been one of his first appearances after being released. That's how soon after it was, in fact. So, you know, being on the news and looking for these guest opportunities, I had pitched it to Ian, you know, because the show was going to be on Friday, April 1st. And I was like, well, this is perfect. If you guys get into town, you know, and are interested, I can get you on the morning show that morning. And we can do, you know, a couple of different hits. And, you know, I was going to talk to the producer about getting them in and doing two interviews instead of one. And so, Ian said, let me talk to Billy and I'll find out. And sure enough, Billy was game. They had come in early. I guess they spent the night Thursday night in Southern Illinois. And then came in because, you know, like I said, our morning show started at 6 a.m. They came in and did the interview. And we had set it up to where we were splitting it into two segments. So the first segment was going to be Billy Gunn and Ian Rotten. And I will go ahead and play that portion of the interview for you to hear right now.
Wrestler and promoter Ian Rotten is here, as well as wrestler, the New Age Outlaw Billy Gunn joins us. And I'm a little starstruck this morning.
Right, your posture is so nice. I'm like sitting all hunched over and you're all like, hello.
So Ian, real quick, tell us about tonight. Tell us a little bit about the IWA Mid-South.
We've been promoting shows in Kentucky, Indiana, Iowa, and now coming to Southern Illinois for 9 years now. And we also, you know, promote shows in Northern Illinois also, but this is our debut in Southern Illinois, and brought in former World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Champion, Tag Team Champion.
King of the ring, he's done it all.
part of the biggest boom in professional wrestling history, along with Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, the New Age Outlaws, along with the Road Dogg, Jesse James. So, I mean, you know, we got 10 big matches on the card tonight. For folks, tickets range from $25 to $10. So, I mean, you can bring the whole family, or you know, you can be like you guys and splurge and sit on the front row.
And talk a little bit, Sabu, who is obviously a big name, too, that folks might recognize. He'll be here tonight as well.
Yeah, he's coming off an injury, so he's just doing an autograph session and things like that, which is very rare. A lot of people don't realize that Sabu is the nephew of the original fire-throwing Sheik, who is a legend in the wrestling business and doesn't do many personal appearances or any things like that. So it's a real treat for fans to be able to get a autograph of a guy that's considered a loon. So
should be.
I mean, he's known as the homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, you know, wrestler. So he's does some crazy stuff. But this is an opportunity for fans to meet and greet him tonight also.
And Billy, this is your debut with IWA. Who are you fighting tonight?
I believe it's Tracy Smothers or something like that. You know, I just show up to these things. I just love it. You know, I've been with, was in New York for 13 years and just got tired. It's just not fun. And now I'm with Ian and stuff, and it's a lot of fun. I'm having fun again, and it's good for me.
So talk a little bit about how you prepare for a match. Coming into a new town every day.
I go to McDonald's, I eat a lot, Whoppers and everything. No, I train, you know, to do what we do and on the road as much as we are, you have to stay in physical condition, and it has to be at the top of the line. You know, and I run a lot and work out, you know, about an hour a day, about five times a week. And just, I mean, I prepare for everything the same as I would anybody, you know, Tracy or him or anybody else. You know, it's just, it's all the same now, but you just have to stay in top condition.
You know, during that, you heard Ian mention Sabu being a part of that show as well. However, I'm 99% sure of this, and Chad will remind me if I'm wrong, but Sabu did not come that night. In fact, it was about a month later. It was the end of April that IWA Mid-South returned to Herrin, Illinois. And this time, Sabu was there to do that autograph signing, that meet and greet. Axel Rotten was also a part of that show. And Billy Gunn came back as well. So the other interview that we were going to do, or we decided to do, Chad came up with the idea of hooking up his video game system. And again, I don't remember what system it was, but he had an old WWE game and Billy Gunn was on the game. And so Chad created a wrestler of me and then Billy. And so we were going to play this video game on the air while I interviewed him. And I thought, oh yeah, I could do this. And what you can hear it in my voice. I mean, I wasn't even anchoring the morning show a full, probably, let's see, I think I'd started in August of 2004. So I was just over 6 months, I guess, of anchoring the morning show. So I'm greener than goose shit, as they would say. And, you know, I don't sound that great. I'm very self-conscious the whole time because, you know, one, I am kind of pushing the envelope with having wrestling on, not once, but twice on the morning show. Now I'm playing a video game as well. But it was fun, and it was a great way to, you know, show a little personality. And Billy Gunn was awesome. I loved talking to him. Chad also had picked up a couple of action figures, Billy Gunn action figures that were, I guess, still, like I said, this was right after his release, so they were still on store shelves. And Billy autographed them for us. I still have mine in my wrestling man cave area. So, you know, he was just amazing. And I can remember, you know, there were times that I guess it was starstruck. I don't know. I was marking out and freezing up. And the producer, I can remember saying in my ear, you know, talk, you've got to say something, do something. And so, because we were playing this video game too, and you're focusing on the video game and you're trying to talk to this WWE legend who is now a WWE Hall of Famer. And it just becomes very, like, I don't know, nerve-wracking is the best way to describe it. And so we finish the segment. They stick around. They hang out. We take a couple pictures and whatnot. And then Ian's leaving, and I think I've mentioned this before, he just casually says, hey, you want to ring announce tonight? Hell yeah. Yeah, man, that was amazing. And again, it's the first time that I had ring announced. It was only the second time I'd ever been in a wrestling ring. I had gotten into the ring at a indie show in Alabama when I had first started in the business and shot a stand-up during intermission. But this was like the first time that I was going to be in there, be professional. And I can remember, and you can find this show. Again, it's called April Blood Showers. It's by IWA Mid-South. It's on the Indie Wrestling Channel, if you have that service. And you know, I was nervous. I was in front of people some people that I knew because, you know, of being in this area. But, you know, and I think that first show, and Chad will correct me if I'm wrong, I think there might have been between 100 and 125 people in attendance. You know, it wasn't a huge event, but it was fun. And I can remember Billy Gunn coming in, and we did the whole shtick with the, we got two words for it. You know, he cut a promo and then he said, he referred to me as his buddy and whatnot. And it was fun. It was such a good night and so much fun. And I remember being so excited about that. And the interesting setup though, again, with that Herrin Civic Center was there was no real lot, you know, the locker room was just kind of right behind the curtain on the stage. There was no place to, you know,
take a shower or go to the bathroom. You know, everything was very primitive. But, you know, it was indie wrestling. And that was my first real taste of indie wrestling. And, you know, I'm proud to say some 16 years later, I'm doing this with Stride and, you know, having done it with All American Pro Wrestling and then Pro Wrestling Collision, IWA Productions. I've had a couple of other opportunities to announce or to be a referee at a couple of shows for a couple of other independents. And so it's always been, you know, I always cite it back to that first show back on April 1st, 2005, that really got me my quote-unquote break or got me that opportunity to try this and see what it was like. And it was fun. And like I said, they came back a couple of other times. I did their other show, but then the third time they came back, my daughter, I think my daughter had just been born like that week. And I was not able to go and attend, but it was just, again, a fun experience, an outstanding time, and to have, you know, really, you know, I interviewed Sid many years prior to this when I was working in Alabama, and that was cool, but, you know, it was one and done kind of thing, and with the wrestling show with Billy Gunn, you know, doing the interview with him and then kind of hanging out with him at the show that night and talking to him in backstage and in the locker room, and it was really a cool introduction to the world of professional wrestling that I will never forget. And I appreciate having had that opportunity. And I'm going to close this out with the Billy Gunn video game stuff here. So it may be painful to listen to, and I apologize in advance for that. But thank you again, everyone, for tuning in, checking out the podcast. Again, leave a review. And let me know what you think of not just this episode, but all the episodes, and what you think of my 1-2-3 cents. Screenshot it, send it to me, and maybe you will win a my 1-2-3 cents prize pack. So again, thanks so much. Stick around though. Billy Gunn is right after this, and we will talk again very soon.
Before has a guest on News 3 this morning, had an action figure in his likeness, but today that's about to change. That's you.
That is me. I like that.
Billy Gunn joins us now. This is one of his many action figures, one of the many personas he portrayed over the last 13 years or 14 years or so.
Yeah.
And he joins us now. He will be in Heron tonight wrestling Tracy Smothers. We've got Morning Mayhem here. We're going to have a little smackdown, a little battle going on. Obviously, I am in no physical condition to wrestle.
Oh, come on. Don't put yourself there. You're in mediocre condition.
That is a compliment, believe me. But Billy will be here tonight in Heron wrestling Tracy Smothers at the Heron Civic Center. That match is at 7:30 tonight. But first, we're going to take a little challenge here. Here I come to the ring. It's
oh goodness gracious, that's great. You look better.
Do you think I should really
get
in there with a shirt and tie though? I don't know.
That's all right. Don't worry. I'll rip it off of you.
So talk a little bit about
you look taller on TV.
And here, of course, is the Outlaw.
Oh, yeah. See, now that looks nothing like me. I look old in that, and I don't wear blue boots.
So let's...
What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about tonight. You're okay. Going to be obviously taking on Tracy Smothers.
Yes.
Or...
Yes.
Tracy Smothers. Yeah. Talk a little bit about...
I forget your paperwork's not in front of you, right? You're looking for it, and you have a joystick in your hand.
That's right. It's like trying to wrestle and talk. Talk about the Heron's match tonight.
You know, it'll be fun. I mean, if people haven't ever seen IWA wrestling event live, mm-hmm. it's something a lot different than what you'd see on TV because you're more into it. The people are more into it. And you can just, like, if you had a bad day at work, wrestling's a perfect place to go to because you can just let it all go and just scream, yell, you know, whatever you want to do.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun.
Doors open tonight at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. Mm-hmm. And lots of great guys will be there tonight. Let's do a little action here, though, if you don't care.
All right. Get off my thing, because I know you're trying to get an advantage here. Like,
whoa, oh,
hello.
Whoa,
hello.
Is that fair? What are we doing here?
Look, I'm kicking you in your butt, by the way. Oh. Don't worry, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, this could be deadly.
This is illegal. So, Billy, tonight, 7:30, Sabu will be there, too. This is your first appearance with IWA. Do you plan on hanging out with these guys a little more? I know you've been on TNA past couple of weeks.
I'm like
trying to be half retired now, but this is a great company to work for, and they, you know, do me good, and it's, you know, it's a pleasure to work for them. You know, it's a pleasure that they just call me to work for them.
Now, obviously, you know, 13 years in the business, this is a tough business. You're on the road a lot, and
yes,
the physical demands. How do you maintain and keep with the way things are going?
I just, you know, try to not get carried away on the road. You know, I like to try to eat good, because of course I can eat better on the road because I have somebody else cooking for me. So, and then just going to the gym, and that was a knockout shot, by the way. Just pretty much sent you out. So, just in case you didn't notice that. But it's just trying to stay in shape, you know, and because I know I'm not getting any younger. That was a second shot, by the way, that just knocked you out.
You want to go ahead and put me out of my misery here, and we can go ahead and do that. We're just about out of time here, and it's obvious that Billy's laying the smack on me, as it probably will do to Tracy Smothers tonight.
Yeah, I'll try.
All right. If you need a partner tonight, I'm in your corner, man. I got your back.
I'll take you up on that now.
All right. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
good to
man.
See you. Thanks
Thank
a lot
you.
For coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.